Claire Wolf.
This is Georgia Willey.
This is Becca McKenna.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are connecting the themes between our two interviews with an alum and a faculty member. We will be comparing interviews from faculty member Edie Waller and former student Ebony Harley.
Ms. Harley graduated St. Paul School for Girls in 2005.
Ms. Waller has been working at SPSG since 1979 and will be retiring this year. She's been a faculty member here for 40 years.
Every freshman class at SPSG takes a school overnight trip to Clagett in the beginning of the year to get to know each other. Both Ms. Waller and Ms. Harley joked about the memories they made there that they will never forget. Ms. Harley had an unusual experience at Clagett, with her ending up in the hospital after a fall. But overall, her opinion on Clagett was that it was a bonding experience.
Long story short, I fell like 15 feet. I had to be medevaced to shock trauma. And like,
oh my gosh.
I ended up being fine, but like, that's like the story about class. So like, it was a mess. And it was one of those things that like sort of like bonded us together, like that we always had these like ridiculously crazy experiences.
Interesting that both Ms. Waller and Ms. Harley may have been at Clagett together. They both talked about their experiences there.
Mrs. Waller's experience at Clagett was different from Ms. Harley's, as she was a teacher.
It all worked out. The time I got lost on the taking a group in Clagett on a hike, mm-hmm. and how Mr. Carrico rescued us.
Both Mrs. Waller and Ms. Harley look forward to coming back to St. Paul's for events, and it is something Ms. Harley really loves to do because she wants to give back to the community.
St. Paul's has given me so much that I feel like, you know, it's sort of, I owe it to the school to sort of give back. And so I try really hard to do what I can and to really just be present. However, you know, the school thinks it's appropriate and however I can. So if that's by giving, if that's by volunteering, I do what I can. hoping that, you know, if I can be a representation of sort of, you know, a girl who may have had a similar experience, who also wants to, needs to see herself in like life outside of this place, I'm hoping that I can be that for someone.
I love how she is so invested in the school and its growth. It's great that she wants to be a representative for girls like her.
Ms. Waller won't be gone completely from campus just yet, even though she is retiring this year. She'll be coming back to coach varsity golf, but is also excited to come back to see everyone.
And I'm sure I'll come back for some events, though I'm excited. It's bittersweet, and I don't know how it's going to be because I haven't had one day of retirement, mm-hmm. but I'm looking forward to traveling, spending time with family, mm-hmm. gardening,
yeah.
yes,
yeah.
painting, mm-hmm. and golfing.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be.
Ms. Harley said that she keeps in contact with a lot of her peers who were on the SGA, with her stating, "We had remained close." Does Ms. Waller plan to keep in touch with other faculty, and does she still keep in touch with alumni?
Actually, Ms. Waller still keeps in contact with faculty and some students. She talked about how the faculty gets together once a year for a small reunion. Mrs. Waller also played an important role in the SGA when she was Dean of Students here at SPSG. She described her job as party central and the buck stops here.
I wonder if they work together in the SGA. Ms. Harley talked about how relationships have changed between her peers.
It's been interesting too to see sort of how those relationships have changed over the years, and there are a lot of, you know, friend groups from my class that are still pretty close, which is cool.
Ms. Harley's story about coming to SPSG is very moving.
I grew up in sort of in the city of Baltimore, and my mom was just really progressive in how she thought about education, but there were a lot of barriers for me to be able to overcome in order for to like be successful and a mm-hmm. successful adult. And like being able to like be in this space during that time in my life was critical in allowing me to really reach my full potential.
It sounds like SPSG really made a difference in her life. I think it did too.
I credit St. Paul's a lot with just, you know, being able to like invest in me and with its people and its resources, which is why I feel like it's my duty to give back. And so I serve on the Alumni Association, but it's it's absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. And even though it, you know, there were a lot of things, obviously there weren't, you know, everyone has their own high school experience, but for me it was overwhelmingly positive. And I couldn't have asked for a better, like, high school experience. So,
how did your interviewee view the coordination effects of the boys' school during their time here?
Miss Harley did not have many classes up at the boys' school besides APs and languages. She stated that she liked the option to be able to opt in or opt out in engagement with them. I think this is important to mention because with the merging of the schools, the question begins to arise whether SPSG students will still have the option to be in single-sex classes.
Unfortunately, Ms. Waller does not talk about her views on the upcoming merge, but what's interesting about the interview with Ms. Waller is that we are able to see the coordination efforts from a different point of view. Ms. Waller stated that coordination started before I got here, but she did state, I feel like now we are making greater strides to go together.
Ms. Harley mentioned that because of Ms. Flanagan, she went on to college and now has an undergraduate degree in economics, and it is because of her. Ms. Harley stated that she really was just like, no, you can do it. You're smart and capable. Does Ms. Waller have a faculty member or mentor that she looks up to?
Yes, Ms. Waller talked about to faculty members who were her mentors in her early years at SPSG. Mary Brady, who was head of school at the time, was one of Ms. Waller's mentors. She's a
teacher. She was brilliant, and she most helped me in teaching the art history parts of the art appreciation class that was for the ninth grade, as well as just a great resource to ask what I was doing right or not right. Mm-hmm. And then the second person was Carolyn Gorsuch, who was the math head of the math department. Now, we went to Claggett together. She was the dean of students for ninth grade, and my third year, I believe, I became dean of students for the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And so she was the one who sort of helped me become a great a dean and enjoy sort of getting to know an entire class. And then later in my career, my dear friend Alice Phillips, who is the English teacher and the upper school head, when I was dean of students, is probably the employee I'm closest to, as well as her excellence, work ethic, integrity taught me so much. Mm-hmm. So that's my third one.
During the interview with Ms. Harley, we talked about traditions, and one that she cherishes the most is prayers.
I didn't realize it, but this morning when I went to prayer, singing the school song, I think it feels a little bit different after you left, and you can sort of reflect on like the impact that this place has had. Like, I know for me, St. Paul's definitely changed the trajectory of my life. And to sort of like sing the song, and it's not, I don't know, it was just, I think that may be my favorite. And prayers in general is a pretty awesome tradition.
Ms. Waller likes all of the traditions. As she stated, I love the Christmas bazaar, I love the first day of school, I love baccalaureate, I love graduation, I love putting on the hits. So I think I just enjoy all of them. And so I have to say, in my last year here, now hitting each one of those milestones is very bittersweet.
On the topic of traditions, Ms. Harley discussed how the school's Episcopal identity was represented.
So I'm not, like, in my own sort of faith, I'm not Episcopal at all. So it was a cool learning about the different religious experience.
Do you think it has or has?
Well, I think the biggest marker for me was when, I believe it was under Nancy Eisenberg, that we had our first chaplain named.
Oh.
So we had religious studies teachers, and Nikki Reidenhauer, who's a long-term employee of SPSG and a religious teacher, certainly did her as much as she could to really make sure we felt the spiritual side and the Episcopal side. But when we got a chaplain, and then the boys' school built a chapel, and we got a small chapel, and then I feel like the Episcopal tradition and the components of it are more prominent in our mission statement and more prominent in our communications, that became a true hallmark of her school, even though we've always had it.
It would be interesting to hear what advice Ms. Waller would give incoming freshmen from a faculty point of view. Ms. Harley's advice stated, "You are constantly surrounded by strong women, and that there are not too many other places that are safe like this to develop as you sort of go out into this world. So really embracing it and taking, you know, into consideration that the adults in this building really want the best for you and just using them to their full capacity."
Ms. Waller's advice stated, "Smile, greet people, get involved, join a club, even try out for a fall sport. Just dive into all the opportunities. Take advantage of your teachers, and what I mean by that is ask them questions, go to them before your tests if you need to. They will give you the keys to the kingdom when they see you doing your part. So do your part and you will love it."
It is interesting to get a faculty member and student point of view on how they believed SPSG shaped them in the real world. In Ms. Harley's case, she majored in econ because of how much Ms. Flanagan motivated her.
The other thing about St. Paul's that I love is that the sort of service learning model. And so we place a lot of emphasis on community service and being like community servants. And that was one of the things that also has been threaded throughout my experience from St. Paul's, so from high school until now, is that I've always found ways to engage in service.
Because Ms. Waller came to SPSG right out of college, SPSG has been her life for 40 years.
It's, in many ways, now I might get emotional. I've grown up here in some respects.
Yeah.
I was so young.
Yeah, you definitely have.
I was not married. Mm-hmm. I had no children, which I now have. Mm-hmm. It's so part of who I am. And I.
As Ms. Harley reflected on her time at SPSG, she stated, "So it's weird because sometimes I come and the memories just start coming back. And it's like, wow, I forgot this part of my life existed."
It has been a great experience hearing these stories of the two women. Being able to hear a longtime faculty member and a previous student's view of the school provides a fuller experience.
I agree. As we conclude this talk, let's leave with some advice from Ms. Waller and Ms. Harley.
A piece of advice Mrs. Waller gave was to create a space that is safe and loving and to push students to be their best.
A piece of advice that Ms. Harley said that stuck out to me was to use your time wisely and be responsible and have fun. Another thing that I thought was important to add was Ms. Harley stated her time here at SPSG was life-changing.
What great advice. I think it's important we take with us and remember our time here. That's all for today. Thank you.